is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon have launched the largest and most intense cross-border attack since the war in Gaza began 10 months ago. It's raising concerns of a regional war. The BBC's Yoland Nell reports from Jerusalem.
There is a sense of relief among people on both sides that this major exchange of fire is over for now, without signs that it has really, as many people feared, gone into an all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah. But there is still a sense of unfinished business.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia targeted his country with more than 100 missiles and 100 drones today, some hitting regions that neighbor European countries. Zelensky reports an unspecified number of deaths and damage to power plants. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance tells NBC if former President Trump is elected again, he will not support a national abortion ban.
Donald Trump wants to end this culture war over this particular topic. If California wants to have a different abortion policy from Ohio, then Ohio has to respect California and California has to respect Ohio.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren tells NBC,
we are not going to trust the futures of our daughters and granddaughters to two men who have openly bragged about blocking access to abortion for women all across this country.
Reports of COVID are rising among delegates at last week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. CBS LA's Jeff Nguyen says they could be part of a national trend.
The CDC is tracking about 400 deaths weekly due to COVID-19. The public health officials are fearing that rising emergency room numbers as well as hospitalizations could signal another spike come this fall.
Passengers at the airport in Seattle still dealing with residual delays after Saturday's suspected cyber attack that knocked out online check-in and baggage service. Lance Littles with SeaTac Operations.
We know we need people ready to help passengers locate current gate, flight time, and bag claim information.
All rose for the judge at Yankee Stadium.
Boarding flight 50.
Judge crushing not only number 50, but 51 of the season in yesterday's game against the Rockies. That's his third 50th in a single season, matching Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and A-Rod. Judge tells the Yes Sweat Network, it's no biggie.
Not really. It's just trying to do my job.
S&P futures up 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's hot. A heat advisory is in effect today. It runs this afternoon through tonight, with heat index values expected to reach up to 104. An excessive heat watch has also been issued. People are being told to take precautions, with cooling centers open in some areas. A brief scare at Quarry Lake Park ended in relief last night when a wheelchair-bound woman reported missing in the water was found safe and sound. It resulted in a large rapid response from local first responders. There have been two fatalities reported at that park this summer. A shooting in Racine early yesterday left three people injured. Two people were found at the scene and a man later arrived at the hospital. Racine police were called to the scene on Douglas near Hubbard at just after midnight. Police reported that multiple vehicles were hit by gunfire with evidence of the shooting around, including broken glass and shell casings. All three victims are expected to survive. There's no word about a suspect. NASCAR racing fans may have seen the final event at the Milwaukee Mile this weekend. Scheduling conflicts threaten the future of the NASCAR races at the venue. State Fair Park officials say they're dealing with a packed calendar for next August, leaving no room for the NASCAR truck race. They say they're filled up with the fair and the newly scheduled IndyCar events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Roster decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to trim the team roster to 53 players. One of those decisions will be at backup quarterback. Will he stick with Sean Clifford or go with rookie Michael Pratt, a 7th-round pick out of Tulane, who talked about the battle to be the backup?
I think it's been a really, really healthy competition. You know, Sean and I were really close. And, you know, I think just the dynamic in the quarterback room is the main emphasis for us, is to help the team. I think just all of us kind of being on that mind. mindset, you know, like I said, the healthy competition.
College basketball, Racine's Latrevion Fenderson has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. The 6'4" guard transferred from the Prairie School to St. John's in Delafield, averaged nearly 22 points a game. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after a 4-3 loss to Oakland. Left-hander Aaron Ash has been called up from Nashville to help out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Ash. For the most part, really commanded his pitches, and yeah, I think he can help us.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. We'll get to 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 73, hot, humid tomorrow. Heat index could climb to 105 or better tomorrow. Actual high tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
A little advice. Do not go on the internet and try and save money on your flights. Cheap for a reason. I get there, there's not even a name on the plane. It's just a guy in goggles. Let's go this way. Every time, mechanical problems. And they're so dumb that they tell you exactly what's wrong. They're not like the big guys, you know? They're very professional. They have a problem, very discreet. We're having mechanical difficulties, everybody, but just sit tight. Gonna get this problem fixed, get you to your destination as quickly, but more importantly, safely as possible. I'm on this airline. We're on the runway, about to take off. Good thing we didn't take off. The left engine isn't working. We're gonna try and get fuel from the right engine to left engine. So if everybody could just lean to left.
Yeah, those are. I don't like flying to begin with, but there's definitely an airline I don't want to deal with. Jeffrey Schick is here. He's the general manager and offensive coordinator for the Racine Raiders football team. You ever fly one of those no brand airlines?
As few times as possible, but yes.
You know, we have a couple of friends of ours that have become missionaries, and they're for the first time going to Papua New Guinea to become missionaries, and we wanted to see them off at the airport. I said, what's the airline are you flying? She goes, Cathay Pacific. Cathay Pacific? I never heard of them before. Cathay Pacific. I said to him, is that a real airline? I mean, do they really fly on regular routes? Cathay Pacific. You ever heard of them?
That's new to me.
Yeah. I thought I'd hear like Delta, United, something I was familiar. Even an old name that's out of business like TWA or Pan American. Give me something I'm familiar with. Cathay Pacific. Wow. All right. Well, I'm sure it'll get them there. So Jeffrey Schick is here. And the reason Jeffrey's here, we're going to talk about the Raiders, but we're also going to talk about the Gridiron 15 National Championship game for the Gridiron Developmental Football League, where the Raiders have an 11-0 record facing the upstate New York Predators, who have a 10-1 record. So this is pretty evenly matched, I would imagine, huh?
This should be a great matchup. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's an excellent team that's been strong for the last few years, and they've finally broken through and made the championship game.
Now, this has been played for how many years now, the Gridiron? 15 years.
15 years. We've only been in this league for the past two, but the GDFL has had their championship game that's moved around the country, and this will be the 15th one, and we're lucky enough to have been selected as the host site. We applied for it back in February, and were accepted.
So it's going to be at Horlick Field.
Historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Yeah, it's right down the block from my house. I can actually, when you guys are playing, I can hear the excitement from my house. If I'm sitting out on my porch, I can hear people screaming. So I know when a touchdown's been scored. I could figure out the score from just hearing the screaming going on. Now, you guys switched leagues a couple of times. Why would you switch leagues? Because I know you have in the past.
Yeah, we were in the Mid-States Football League, which is a group of Chicago and Southeast Wisconsin-based teams for about 8, maybe 10 years. That league just eventually kind of fell apart. Teams were looking for different things. A couple teams went out of business. And so we had to regroup, select a new league, and the GDFL with its national footprint was very appealing to us. Obviously being able to play in a true national playoff type format, which brings upstate Predators to us this year. Last year, we played a team from Washington out in Washington, D.C., but they were from the state of Washington. So that's very appealing to our organization looking for that national championship opportunity.
And the Raiders have been around for how long now?
This is our 71st year in operation.
They're even older than I am. Not by much.
Yeah, amazing.
Not by much. And have they always played at Horlick Field?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. I mean, Horlick Field has been around since the 20s, you know, the old home of the Racine Legion, which was in the NFL in the early 20s. And to my knowledge, Racine Raiders have always played their home games at Horlick Athletic Field.
Now, you've been with the Raiders for a long time. You started out at the bottom, and now you're general manager and offensive coordinator. So that's pretty big stuff. Where did you start, and how long ago?
Well, I started playing, played for a few years back in the mid-90s. Back in 1995 was my rookie year, which was also a national championship year. We were lucky enough to win a championship that year. Played for a few years, went away, raised a family. I've been on the board now for 6 years, and this is my third year coaching with the team as well.
So you were there when Gary Sewer was one of the announcers for the Raiders.
I was there with Gary Sewer, with the legendary Hall of Famer, Gary Sewer, yes.
Yeah, right. I worked with him for a number of years. As a matter of fact, the studio he worked at for years is right next to me here. And, I mean, you mentioned Gary Sewer in this building, and it's hallowed ground when you mentioned Gary. The press box even named after him, the Gary Sewer press box at Horlick Field.
That's right. That was dedicated a number of years ago. It still is the Gary Sewer press box.
Yeah. Okay, so give us the lowdown of this game. If people want to go tickets, give me the whole rundown here.
Yeah, absolutely. So the game is this Saturday. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Gates open at 5:30. Tickets are $10 for adults, $6 for seniors or youth. Military veterans or first responders, as always, get free admission. So tickets are available at the gate day of the game, or can pre-purchase online. You can go to the RacineRaiders.com website or Gridiron Bowl 2024.com for ticket information and more background on the history of the game as it's been playing over the years. And we're hosting the upstate Predators from Rochester, New York, that are coming in as representing the eastern half of the GDFL, as we're considered in the Western Conference. And that should be an excellent game. Both teams are loaded with offensive firepower and excellent defenses. So we're really looking forward to this opportunity to play top competition.
A little bit about the Raiders now. These players don't get paid to play, do they?
They do not. It's an entirely volunteer organization. Yeah. So our roster is made up of accountants and teachers and police officers, firemen, CNC machine operators that still have the love of football and in their spare time on Wednesday nights come out to practice. On Saturdays between April and early September are willing to put their bodies on the line in terms of playing the game of football because they love it.
Now, how do you get the money to travel? Because some of these distances, you need hotels, you need bus transportation or flight transportation. Where does the money come from for this?
We do year-round marketing efforts in terms of being able to create opportunities for businesses to advertise at our venues, on our website. We have a pretty substantial concession sales business. We currently hold the contract with the city of Racine for concessions at Horlick Field. So every softball game, baseball game, football game at Horlick Field, we are responsible for running the concession stand, which brings in a good piece of revenue. But a lot of it comes from the marketing efforts from our volunteer board in terms of finding opportunities to partner with businesses that have supported us for years. But yes, it's a challenge. There's no doubt that the business side of it is definitely as much of a challenge as it is competing on the field.
And you also sell concessions for highlight, dodgeball, all the other great sports going on at Horlick Field. You should have a dodgeball tournament. You have two walls set up. Do you remember that in school?
Love dodgeball.
Yeah, I used to line up against the wall.
I loved it.
Yeah, I used to line up against the wall and get pummeled with a ball. And if you didn't have the ball and the other side had it, you just had to close your eyes and take it because there was nowhere to go. You were up against the wall.
I'll put that on the list of possibilities and take it to the board.
Dodgeball. Set up two big walls at either end so they can't escape. And then just pummel them with balls on it. Well, that would be great. I got a little football trivia for you here this morning. Nothing you have to answer. I'm just going to tell you about it. It's kind of a fun fact, I guess. Joe Namath, who's one of the most legendary football players in history, had a losing NFL career. He won 62 games as a quarterback, but lost 63. He had 173 touchdowns, but 220 interceptions. But thanks mostly to his performance in Super Bowl III, he's in the Hall of Fame. Now, I told this to my brother, who's a big Jets fan, and he said one of the reasons was his knees were no good. And he didn't get tackled a lot because they, you know, they knew he couldn't run because he had no knees toward the end of his career. So, but he had this losing record, but still he's a legend in football. And I'll tell you one other thing. I went to Hofstra University back in the 70s, and that was the New York Jets training camp. It still is to this day, Hofstra University. And we used to bring our lunch out to the sidelines, and while they were scrimmaging, and people like Joe Namath would come up to us and steal a French fry, just, you know, talk to us and everything. Emerson Boozer, Don Meredith, all these guys would come up to us. And when I worked at my first radio station, John Schmidt, the center for the New York Jets, was our sports director in name. He really didn't do much, but he used to hang around the station. So I was always like in with the New York Jets whenever John Schmidt was around at the station. And when I ate my lunch on the sideline, watching the Jets scrimmage, just not more than a few feet from me. So that puts you 1 degree, 2 degrees away from Joe Namath, because I met him and now you know me. So you're 2 degrees away from Joe Namath. I see him on TV hawking stuff all the time now. But he had a losing record, but he's still one of the greatest players in NFL history. How does that work out, huh? All right, so what's that?
Personality matters, I guess.
Yeah, remember he had that whole, I don't know if you remember this, he had that whole thing, he owned a bar. And I think it was called Brothers 3 or Bachelors 3 or something like that. And the NFL said, football or the bar, you can't have both. You can't run a bar with alcohol and be a member of the NFL. And he cried when he had to give up the bar. He sat there at a press conference and tears ran down. It was a bar, for goodness sake. He didn't serve drinks there. He just owned part of it. It was called Bachelor's 3 or Brothers 3, something like that, I remember. All right, a quick review. Let's talk about the Gridiron 15 game coming up. It's this Saturday, 7 o'clock game time at historic Horlick Field. And again, to get tickets, you do what now?
So either you can buy tickets that day at the gates, or GridironBowl2024.com is the game website. RacineRaiders.com will also get you there if you want to buy your tickets electronically and skip the lines at the ticket booth.
And also say hello to Don. My whole brain went dead on me here for a second.
Don Wadowitz.
Don't even say it. I can't believe I say his name all the time. Don Wadowitz, who has been with the Raiders for years, but started here in his career at WRJN. And say hello to Don Wadowitz for me. He's a good friend.
Absolutely.
And we'd do anything for the Raiders, because they're a major part of Racine. So if you need anything, you come to me and we'll make sure you get it. How's that?
Thank you very much, Don. Appreciate the time this morning.
Jeffrey Schick, general manager and offensive coordinator for the Racine Raiders. Gridiron 15 Bowl. It's coming up to take on the team from Rochester, New York. They're coming down here, the Predators. And it's 7 o'clock at Horlick Field. Get your tickets right there at the gate if you need to, and enjoy a great game this Saturday. And I'm sure the weather will be nice and toasty for it. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right. Racine Raiders, legendary Racine Raiders. And you can't talk about the Racine Raiders without talking about Gary Sewer, who used to call the play-by-play for years for the Racine Raiders.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available. Don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Lady, willpower, it's now or never. Tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Larry Puckett of the Union Gap, Lady Willpower, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Well, you know, the average American spends about $1,500 every year on food they'll never eat, like fruits, vegetables, and dairy that go bad before they, you know, are consumed and they throw them out. You can try to avoid this by shopping alone and sticking to a list. I guess if nobody's with you, they won't be nagging you to buy certain things. It happens with me. You know, I buy a bag of lettuce, and sometimes I'll finish the entire bag. Other times, I wind up throwing most of it out. It just goes bad if I don't use it. But, you know, I buy the smallest bag of lettuce I could, and, you know, sometimes I finish it, sometimes I don't. Guess what time it is now? Yeah, it's 7:25. It's time for Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us up during business hours, 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311-3311. Now, you could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. And now, here's Paul Harvey with...
Now, the rest of the story. Everything seemed unreal. Everything seemed confusing when George was taken to the hospital. And then the shock wore off, and then came the pain. George owned a little Italian sports car, and he'd souped it up himself, of course. And now he'd almost been killed in it. But George loved cars. Growing up, he'd thought seriously about becoming a race car driver. In high school, his part-time job was a garage mechanic. But with graduation only days away, 18-year young George had cracked up on the road. His lungs had been crushed. And all at once, not even his survival was certain. Before the accident, George's life had been wonderfully simple. Born in Modesto, California, he was reared on his dad's ranch outside of town. The boy never concerned himself with grades, although he managed to get by at Downey High. What made his teen years worthwhile was rock and roll, and cherry cokes and penny loafers, and pointless, harmless fun. But you know, he had an image problem at first. In fact, some of his schoolmates thought he was a wimp. His locker buddy, Dennis Kamstra, was always snapping him with a towel after gym class. That's what wimps get. But George achieved an identity through cars. His favorite pastime was cruising McHenry Avenue in the evenings, just cruising up and down the street in his souped-up sports car, revving the engine at stoplights, honking at friends and waving at girls. George's dad had thought it was all a big waste of time. But the boy never felt more like a man than he did behind the wheel of that short, as they called them back then. Kind of interesting how growing up works, for example. It had been a smooth transition from comic books to hot rod magazines, and the fare to lousy grades. Oh, that wouldn't matter, George reasoned, for a professional race car driver. But then not long after his 18th birthday, in fact, George's car crashed, and in the hospital, the boy died. The boy died, but the young man survived. Overnight, his taste for racing disappeared. By the time George left the hospital 3 months later, he'd already made plans to enter junior college. Oh, and something else. Still recuperating, he became interested in photography. And yet, no matter how much he changed, and he did change, no matter how far his new future would take him from Modesto, and it would take him far, George would remember his roots, and he would fondly recall the pranks and the fun and the frustrations and especially the marvelous, aimless innocence of his youth. And he would tell the world about it in a motion picture. You see, George became a movie maker. That's right. The George who produced Star Wars and Raiders of the Lost Ark and so many more. George Lucas. But there was a first commercial film success, an unexpected one entitled American Graffiti. You remember that? So successful it spawned the television series Happy Days. Well, those were George's own happy days up there on the screen. The American teenage saga of a wimp who became a wheelman, who became a dream weaver. And now you know the rest of the story.
That was great. I never suspected that was George Lucas. Hey, for another rest of the story, completely different, 12:05 this afternoon with Cindy Huber right here at WRJN. Paul Harvey's rest of the story right here at 7:25 in the morning, 12:05 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Right now, it's 7:30.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's hot. A heat advisory is in effect today. It runs this afternoon through tonight, with heat index values expected to reach up to 104. An excessive heat watch has also been issued. People are being told to take precautions, with cooling centers open in some areas. A brief scare at Quarry Lake Park ended in relief last night when a wheelchair-bound woman reported missing in the water was found safe and sound. It resulted in a large rapid response from local first responders. There have been two fatalities reported at that park this summer. A shooting in Racine early yesterday left three people injured. Two people were found at the scene, and a man later arrived at the hospital. Racine police were called to the scene on Douglas near Hubbard at just after midnight. Police reported that multiple vehicles were hit by gunfire with evidence of the shooting around, including broken glass and shell casings. All three victims are expected to survive. There's no word about a suspect. NASCAR racing fans may have seen the final event at the Milwaukee Mile this weekend. Scheduling conflicts threaten the future of the NASCAR races at the venue. State Fair Park officials say they're dealing with a packed calendar for next August, leaving no room for the NASCAR truck race. They say they're filled up with the fair and the newly scheduled IndyCar events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
If you've been following the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, you've likely heard or seen one of the scouts pointing out earworms in the Western Corn Belt. It is a pest that migrates from the south and can be an issue in some types of corn. I'll have more details right after this. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and University of Illinois Extension field crops entomologist Nick Sider says popcorn, sweet corn, and seed corn are some good examples of where earworms are hiding out.
Now, if you're growing field corn, one thing that happens is the base of the ear tends to compensate really well when that feeding is limited to the tips of the ear. And with corn earworm, most of the feeding is limited to the tips of the ear. So the actual impact on yield in field corn from an insect like corn earworm tends to be pretty minimal. Where we can get concerned with it sometimes in field corn is if you get that feeding and then you get the sort of weather conditions that can lead to mycotoxin development in the ears. So more of a quality concern for us in field corn than a concern with yield loss.
I'll have more news right after this. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is dedicated to ensuring that farmers know how their contributions are being utilized. Liza Schlintz, Farmer Communications Manager for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, says to achieve this, they have several communication methods in place.
We want to make sure that we're not spending tons of checkoff dollars reaching out to farmers, because that's not what our intention is. However, we certainly want our farmers to know what their dollars are going to. So every year in the fall, we submit an annual report that goes through DATCAP and then sent out to all of our dairy farmers. You're going to get a postcard in the mail. It's got a QR code on it. And at any time, you can go to wisconsindairy.org, where that annual report lives all year long. We also go to several industry events and trade shows. And we also have an email newsletter that comes out once a month. And you can also sign up for that at wisconsindairy.org.
By keeping communication channels open and accessible, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin ensures that farmers are always in the know. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin dairy processors to apply for the Dairy Processor Grants through October 7th. These grants aim to foster innovation, improve profitability, and sustain the long-term viability of Wisconsin's dairy processing facilities. A total of $500,000 is available for this year's dairy processor grants, and grants will be awarded for projects up to $50,000 and 2 years long. You can learn more about this at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter, as we'll deliver five stories to your inbox every single day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. We'll get to 87 with a heat index in the low to mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 73, hot, humid tomorrow. Heat index could climb to 105 or better tomorrow. Actual high tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
You want to start taking the kids places. You know, take them on trips. We went to an indoor water park a few months ago. You ever do that? Roll the dice on hepatitis? Just kind of... Some people take their kids to swim with dolphins. We're about, how about Band-Aids? You guys want to swim with Band-Aids? We have the place for you. Indoor water. You like the sound of kids screaming in an echo chamber, 90% humidity? Surrounded by people who should have their shirts on? Well, then a water park is for you. And now the kids, like, they're meeting other kids on vacations. You know, they like make fast friends. They're like, I'm hanging out with David. And they're like, this is David. Can I go in the hot tub with David and his mom? Can I go in there? It's like, will you hang on a second? Let me see David's mom. Let me merge. That's her over there? No, you're not going. Come on. Come on. This is a family time. Come on.
Timeless Hits, WRJN with Mary Wells, my guy. WRJN encourages you to be a voter. Our company website, civicmedia.us/vote. That's civicmedia.us/vote. Has information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district, and statewide races. Do your civic duty and be a voter. One more time, that website, civicmedia.us/vote. J. Thomas hooked on a feeling at 7:39 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits around the clock for you.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know.
local news and timeless hits at WRJN with BJ Thomas, Hooked on a Feeling. So a guy in North Carolina agreed to sell his Corvette Stingray, but decided, I'm going to take it out for one last hurrah first. He gunned it, lost control, and wrecked it. He's charged with reckless driving, and will assume the deal to sell it is off, huh? Help Me Rhonda, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. And from our archives, the world's fastest accelerating roller coaster is in Japan. It was shut down because people were breaking their bones as the coaster reached super death speed. Any ride that has a speed of super death, I think we want to stay away from them.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-886.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
W-R-J-N.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking. Thank you.
Did you ever see the movie Yesterday? All right, it's about this guy who's unconscious in a bicycle accident. And while he's unconscious, the rest of the world is a giant flash. And people don't know who the Beatles were. And apparently this guy's the only guy who ever heard of the Beatles. So now he could play their songs like their originals. So he's playing for his family. He says, I have this song I want to play for you. And of course, they never heard of the Beatles. And he starts playing Let It Be. They don't seem interested in the song. And he said, let me play this song again. And nobody seems interested in the song, Let It Be. It's a really good movie with a great ending. You got to watch this movie if you get a chance. It's called Yesterday, What Life Would Be Like in This World If Nobody Except One Person Ever Heard of the Beatles. Hey, catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. Enter the WRGN Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win 4 club-level tickets. See the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's Saturday, September 21st. Just visit WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals tab, and follow the simple pop-up instructions. No purchase necessary either. The sweepstakes end on Friday, September 13th. WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits, and of course, Brewers baseball, and now you can win a couple of tickets to go see the Brewers. Actually, 4 club-level tickets. Just go to WRJN.com and click on that Big Deals tab. All right. Oh, yeah, 7:53 at WRJN. Hot and sunny today. Highs near 87. Right now it's partly sunny, 77 degrees at Radio Park with Neil Diamond.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's done, I run out to see my baby. For the night time, forget the day, forget the day. A day of uptight time, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day.
Forget the day.
Day of uptight time, baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the night time.
It's a time to brew.
Oh, time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the night time.
Oh, Lord, the night time.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the night time.
Forget the day.
Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the night time. Thank the Lord for you.
Now.
Put us on this reservation.
ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. We made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
Mark Lindsay, lead singer, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Indian Reservation, the lament of the Cherokee Indian Reservation. Yeah, it's local news and time. This hits WRJM. Thank you for joining us here. You know what the difference between third world problems and first world problems are? All right, third world problems are, do you have fresh water? You have to search for water every day. You have to search for food every day. You don't have any medicine. You don't have any doctors. Those are third world problems. A survey came up with our first world problems, the problems we have in our first world, meaning things that people complain about that show a total lack of perspective. Like a few of them, it's freezing inside because of the air conditioner. My wallet's too thick.